So that's us where Konish came up, working for a fucking crime family, pretending that he was a Republican. And then when Obama ran for office, Smirkonish wet his fucking pants. Across town, another Philadelphia guy. Remember Chris Matthews? He had a tingling sensation up his leg when Obama was running for president. Smirkonish wet his pants, quit the Republican Party, and started stumping for Obama. Does that sound like a Republican to you? You know why? Because Republicans got sick of his shit, too. And he thought, oh, maybe if I pivot to the left a little bit here, I'll get more people to listen to me. Of course, if you're a Republican and then you leave and you become a Democrat, etc., you know where you are? You're right in the fucking middle. And Smirkonish thought, oh, if I'm in the middle, I'll attract more people. When you're in the middle, you're just another fucking idiot on the fence telling people what to do. This guy's been in radio for 30 years. He's got a show on CNN no one watches and nobody cares about. I just want to give you guys some background about this idiot. He's run out of Philadelphia on a rail. Mostly because he's not a Philly guy. I mean, Doylestown's a long way from fucking Philly. A long way. And you know, Irv Homer, he's a Philadelphia guy. He's a Jewish kid from Torsdale Avenue. Doesn't get much more Philadelphia than this. There's nothing worse than people who pretend that there's something that they're not. Don't fucking preach to us about what we should do with vaccines or what we should be shunned. You already shunned everybody. You're in Villanova. You're in a fucking gated house, a massive property. Then you go to your house in the country. It's also gated and all kind of acres. Who the fuck are you to tell me anything, what I'm going to do? You don't even know anything about vaccines, you moron. If you're stupid enough to fucking stump for Obama, you're certainly not bright enough to know a goddamn thing about vaccines. Especially the fact that these aren't even vaccines. And you understand how an idiot like this would, quote unquote, progress in broadcasting and in journalism, as opposed to a guy like Irv Homer, who was much more charismatic. But he didn't know the bushes. And also, he wouldn't sit there and sell his listeners out with bullshit. In fact, Homer was telling his listeners to stop paying their taxes. Fuck the IRS. Well, that message, you're not going to advance. But Smirkonish, right? He's a tool of the government. Whereas Homer was telling people, fuck these people. Fuck the IRS. Why are we paying them? What? Don't pay these people. They're criminals. They're criminals. In fact, the IRS ended up targeting him, but he didn't care. He just kept plugging away. And Homer lived in a very, you see the difference between someone who fucking sells out and someone who's true. Homer lived a very quiet life in a regular house in a regular neighborhood. I don't know. I think a $300,000 house, maybe $400,000 house. And he was happy with that. This guy's got fucking two houses. They got TV shows coming and doing, and magazines doing spreads on both houses. He's not one of us, so to speak. He's a fucking have, and you're a have not. At least he got the hell out of the conservative movement. Now, we have guys like this in the media. In the right-wing media. We have guys on Twitter who are fucking very wealthy, but they're telling you how to think and what to do. They got boats. They got horses. They got all this stuff, right? They got businesses. They got houses all over the place. These are media guys. Guys in the fucking media. And you're like, how the hell did they get their money? Who cares? You know what? Go spend it and shut the fuck up. You're not one of us. You're not down with the struggle. And they get paid to lie to you. Just like Smirkonish. I actually think Smirkonish isn't even bright enough to understand the facts about something like these injections and just how dangerous they are. And guess what? I support what he says in a way. I don't want to hang out with this asshole and his viewers and anybody who thinks that he's prophetic in any regard. So cool. Shun me all you want. I welcome it. I don't like you fucking people to begin with. You're not smart people. Anybody who trusts the government for anything is an idiot to begin with. So you guys should go hang out all together. And hopefully you can segregate yourself. Let's do some reverse segregation from back in the day. We won't do it around racial lines, of course. We will do it around stupidity lines. The dumb people can slink away like an amoeba in a pack.
We've all been vaccinated. We're allowed to be close to each other.
Good. Maybe you'll get dumber. Maybe some of the stupid will rub off the guy next to you and the gal next to you. If it's actually possible for you to be any dumber than you are. Go and shun. Please shun me. Please shun me. Go somewhere and get the fuck out of my face. All it's about, Smirkonish. Okay. Somebody came to him and said, hey, can you help promote this? Can you help promote people getting the vaccine, please? Go on the air and tell them, you know, if they don't get the vaccine, they're going to get shunned by their friends and family. And this dope, of course, because he's fucking bought and paid for. That's exactly what he does. Because everything we talk about on here with these people is about pimping the vaccine for Big Pharma. And no matter how hard they try, they're only at 30% fully vaccinated in the U.S. It's fucking failed. It's failed miserably. So they go to the C team. This guy's not even the B team. This flunky is the C team. And they say, ooh, go shame people and scare them. And talk about discrimination. The same idiot. Like Smirkonish goes on and talks about racial discrimination, racial disparities. This is fair and that's not fair and this is fair and that's not fair. And you're picking on black people and that's not fair. And then he goes on fucking the radio and on TV and talks about openly discriminating against Americans for their choices. This is your modern fucking media. And then he takes his BMW back to one of his fucking mansions and counts his fucking silver. Fuck you. You're not even from Philly. You're a carpetbagger. You're from Doylestown. It's embarrassing. We didn't even go to Doylestown to pick fights. It's like a joke. That's like kicking the door of a kindergarten when you're a teenager and dragging one of the kids out, karate chopping them in the hallway. Doylestown, get the fuck out of here. Meanwhile, he's one of the sane people walking around telling everybody and insisting everybody must take the vaccine and behaving like a goddamn tyrant. But he's all about preaching to you about discrimination and what's fair and what's equitable. He's a puppet. He's a puppet. That's all he is. He came for money. He didn't come. You don't come up. There's no hard scrabble tales from Bucks County, fucking growing up in Doylestown. There's no hood where he came from. He came for money. He got money. His wife's got money. Big money. And how do you keep that? Well, you do what the man tells you to do. And you're working for the fucking right place if you want to behave like that. We're talking a little money for nothing. So fuck you, Smirkanish. And Irv Homer says, go fuck yourself too. You know, it's too bad that a guy like Homer, his tapes aren't online and stuff. He doesn't have a site and things. He could spin a yarn, man. He could talk. Real, real bright guy. And guess what? I'll tell you something about Homer. Before his death, I think he died in 2010. Let's just say 2010, okay? Roughly 2009, 2010. He started doing kind of a podcast. He had been retired from radio, and he started to do his own little podcast in his house before podcasting was even really, you know, obviously taking off and things. The difference between a guy like Homer, who was so bright and so smart, and this idiot, this bald fucking Easter egg-headed sellout puppet, Smirkanish. Homer was talking about everything that's going on now 12 years ago, 13 years ago. You figure that out. Is that a guy you might want to listen to? Yeah. It is. And he hated this dope, this Lex Luthor chrome dome fool. So I'm going with Irv Homer. Rest in peace, my man. A little Iggy Pop, Search and Destroy. Iggy and the Stooges. Speaking of Stooges. A Bill Gates-funded company is releasing genetically modified mosquitoes into the United States. You know, you may not like him, or you may like him, but we owe Steve Jobs a debt of gratitude. Because if it wasn't for Jobs, who soiled Bill Gates' schemes to be the fucking be-all, end-all in computers, we would have been stuck with Bill Gates. Can you imagine what a nightmare? I mean, he's a nightmare now. Could you imagine without a guy like Jobs stealing his thunder and outperforming him in every metric as an entrepreneur, as an innovator? If it wasn't for Jobs, can you imagine Gates? What kind of a maniac, what kind of a monster we'd be dealing with? I mean, we're already dealing with that, but can you imagine on what level? So we all owe Steve Jobs a debt of gratitude. Because Gates is a fucking out of control Dr. Frankenstein with his money. Genetically modified mosquitoes have been released for the first time in the United States as part of an experiment to combat insect-borne diseases such as yellow fever, Zika virus, and dengue fever. UK-based biotech... Who cares what that fucking firm is called? A UK-based biotechnology firm funded by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Well, I think Melinda's going to want her money back. Part of the divorce is she wants her mosquito money back, pal. She didn't marry the fucking ortho man. It's released mosquitoes. Now, officially, we talked about this previously, but now it's official. They've released the mosquitoes in six locations in Monroe County's Florida Keys. It's part of an effort to help tackle a disease-transmitting invasive mosquito population. Sure it is. Sure it is. What happens when they bite your ass? What happens when they bite humans? I'm sure there would be no proof. There would be no proof that these mosquitoes caused any problems. The mosquitoes make up about 4% of the mosquito population in the Keys and transmit dengue, Zika, yellow fever, and other human diseases, as well as heartworm and other potentially deadly diseases to pets and other animals. they actually sound safer than the injections by Big Pharma, the COVID-19 injections. See, I'm getting better. I'm getting better. Why does this fucking weirdo, Gates, a guy who they probably have to pump up with so many pharmaceuticals himself to get him to sit still. You never see this guy talk for more than like a half an hour. He probably goes, after he's done talking, bangs his head off the wall and mumbles to himself. I mean, this guy, why does this guy have his hands in everything? At what point? At what point does the government, if it was legitimate, the government would rein his ass in, settle him down. Look, Poindexter, you got to calm the fuck down. You got a Dr. Frankenstein, you're out of control. You have your hands in all these crazy, wayward experiments, etc. Settle your ass down. If this Dr. Frankenstein's plan is successful, some 20 million additional genetically modified mosquitoes will be released later in the year. Oh, and I guess they're just going to whip them up in a half an hour, right? I'm sure they got them ready to roll. Who fucking knows what else these crazy insects can be able to do? I'll tell you what. If Gates is involved, you can bank on it that the intentions are nefarious. And his dopey wife. Little Miss can't be wrong. Melinda, as she was wrong with the prenatal care program she launched in fucking Africa and killed and maimed a lot of pregnant African women. But it doesn't matter. They were African. News will never reach the States since we have our corporate media in our pocket. Our media partners would never release that information. You know what you should get, bro? You should get a fucking divorce. And you should go hide under a rock. The two of you. Are we supposed to believe these stories now that Bill Gates is a player? Fuck out of here. He's shacking up with his old girlfriend. Really? In between maiming people worldwide with his vaccines, in between being banned in India for maiming children, etc. He's hanging out at the beach with some other wildebeest. Okay. Yeah, I believe that. He's just a regular guy. He was at the Piggly Wiggly picking out steaks he could fucking throw in the Barbie. The media's so stupid. Let's try to make Bill more likable. You know how many millions upon millions upon millions of dollars Bill Gates spent on PR firms trying to make him likable after the Microsoft trial against the Justice Department? And now he's conjured up this, and it's taken him millions of dollars. He was almost unfixable. He's such a train wreck. This persona that he's like a worldly, grandfatherly type who's going to sit down and read a kid a book and tuck a kid into bed after he whacks their parents with one of his fucked up concoctions. Or COVID-19 injections. What a humanitarian. If we had a legitimate government, they would put this fucking guy in his place. We don't have a legitimate government. Something else, Irv Homer and Philadelphia Radio, the grandfather of talk radio. You guys think this all started with Rush Limbaugh? Something Irv Homer talked about as well. Well, what are we reading? Sugar Magnolia. I need a drink of water. Give me 30 seconds, please.
Well, she comes skimming through rays of fire. She can wait in a drop of dew. She don't come and I don't follow. Waits backstage while I sing to you. Well, she can dance a Cajun rhythm. Jump like a widow's in four-wheel drive. She's a summer love in the spring, fall, and winter. She can make happy any man alive. Sugar Magnolia, ringing that bluebell.
Let's change gears. Little zombie, for all you folks out there that, well, I think we cater to smart people. I really do. On the public side and on the platform side, I know we do. But. So I wouldn't say that you folks are zombies, but we all know zombies. And you don't want to end up like one. For folks that have been asleep at the switch, we started to talk about this very thing I'm about to speak about in March 2020. I had a podcast with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and then with Marie Albanese and some other folks, and Tim the Scientist, Dr. Tim the Scientist, and other folks. And I came to the conclusion after talking with people in the know, federal agents, people attached to the bureaucracy, that the U.S.'s hands are not clean. This COVID-19 fucking virus creation. Now that's May. It's March. I'm sorry, March 2020. Yeah, I said March. That's March 2020. What is it now? Now it's May 2021. Think we know what the fuck we're talking about? Headline, Chinese military discuss weaponizing COVID in 2015 to cause enemy's medical system to collapse.
But it was created by a bat in a wet market. Yeah, that's what the media says. It was a bat in a wet market. It escaped the lab. And then it escaped the lab. It was flying around. It was flying around. And it escaped. And it was in a wet market.
Oh, okay. In 2015, Chinese military scientists discussed how to weaponize SARS coronaviruses. 5 years before the COVID-19 scamdemic emerged in Wuhan, China, where communist scientists were collaborating with the U.S.-funded NGO on a so-called gain-of-function research to make bat coronaviruses infect humans more easily. Oh, who funded that research? Dr. Fauci. Yeah. In a 263-page document written by the People's Liberation Army scientists and senior Chinese public health officials and obtained by the U.S. State Department during its investigation into the origins of COVID-19. PLA scientists note how a sudden surge of patients requiring hospitalization during a bioweapon attack could cause the enemy's medical system to collapse. It suggests that SARS coronaviruses could herald in a new era of genetic weapons and noted that they can be artificially manipulated into an emerging human disease virus, then weaponized and unleashed in a way never seen before. Oh, why hasn't the State Department released this to the general public? If the if it was obtained by the U.S. State Department, were they trying to cover their ass too? They should. Like I've said many times before, you think China pulled all this off by themselves? You think the entire world just happened to lock down in about a 10-day span on a whim, including the United States? And our country's been turned upside down. Lives have been ruined. Businesses have been ruined. Bank accounts have been drained. People have been bankrupted out. Suicides are through the roof. Opioid addiction is through the roof. Culture's been rocked. Society has been rocked. And not one fucking thing has happened to the Chinese. They got away with it. There's nothing. Doesn't that seem odd to you? Not if there was a scheme. Not if it was all pre-planned. So I wouldn't believe much of this bullshit either from the State Department. Well, we knew in March 2020 how this was going to happen. How did we know in March 2020? And the State Department just happens to be finding out about it now. Who do these fucking people think they're bullshitting? Maybe that's one of the reasons the podcast is growing. We're only 14 months ahead on that. I said back then, it's all going to come out. It'll all come out over time. The U.S. was in on this. I specifically said it. Now, any asshole can sit here like Mr. Fucking Magoo. 14, 15, 16 months later and act like Billy Badass, Billy Big Pants, when all the facts are out, and draw conclusions. Oh, I'll tell you exactly what happened. Well, you try doing it before any fucking anybody else. You try doing that for a living. But don't worry, Fauci's America's doctor now. Those are the titles you get when you keep your mouth shut. And you're too big to fly into the side of a mountain. Bill and Hillary Clinton style. Or end up just, two shots to the head like Vince Foster in the park. He killed himself. He had two shots to the head. Oh, this guy is unbelievable. A Chinese language paper titled The Unnatural Origin of SARS and a New Species of Man-Made Viruses at Genetic Bioweapons outlines China's progress in the research field of biowarfare. Let me ask you guys something. Very, very interesting question nobody else has asked that I know of. Perhaps I am incorrect, but I can't keep track of everything. If China was talking about this in 2015... where the fuck is the CIA? This is their wheelhouse. I break in the rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. Yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And so, jump in, folks, because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile from these smart folks we have. interacting with other smart folks. And when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads and worse, you get what my dad used to tell me, you get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos. Pain in the Morning, the videos. And the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before. It's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get intel. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc. Your fellow man out here, we're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here, and we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. Not try to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And, the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings, just plain old-fashioned intel, human intel, and OSINT, open source intel, has been fantastic, and I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. So folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's a game changer for many people. And of course the platforms that we have on there, the souped up muscle car that we call a hot wire, etc. And we appreciate it, folks. We wouldn't be able to do without you patrons. You're literally what is keeping this engine running. So thank you, as I said before, and I will continue to say thank you, folks. And if you're on the fence, what are you waiting for? Time's a-wasting. Jump in. My God, you can always jump out of. If it's the worst thing in the world, you can jump out. This isn't the government. This isn't the Hotel California where you can check in but never leave. If you don't like it, you can skedaddle. Folks, the rest of this podcast, about another hour plus, is on our platforms, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, as we are moving some of the more sensitive content to the back of the show, because it's just nonstop censorship, and there's a lot of other issues as we continue to climb an uphill battle and climb an uphill mountain, of course, like all mountains are, of independent journalism with one challenge after another, trying to be the voice out here of truth, trying to do something different. And the amount of slack we have to take for it and hassle is just unbelievable. So the second part of the podcast is now on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, where you can get it in its entirety for our premiere content, so to speak, on those platforms. And as we roll out a new platform soon of our own, we'll eventually be moving away from those platforms as well. So it's all about building and growing, and we appreciate your support and your continued support, and maybe we'll see you over there. I hope to see you over there. Again, take care.